And away we go here, WWGH Radio, Thursday, November the 7th, 2019, 13 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. And we've got a really fun program today because coming out of all the election talk and all the politics that we've been talking all week, today is going to be a strictly political-free zone. Because during the first hour here, we are just going to do trivia and talk to each other and have a good time. Now, in our second hour, we have a guest today who has never been on this show, who I'm kind of excited to have on this show, being in the radio industry. Because this man is a legend in the radio industry, and he is still at it. Now, if you don't recognize his name, which I'm sure a lot of you will recognize his name, I hope you listen an hour or two today because we'll go over all that he has done. But the man's name is Dr. Demento. It sounds like an odd name, and we'll learn the origins of this name. But Dr. Demento has been on radio, I think now, I know it's more than 40 years. It might be over 50 years at this particular point. Dr. Demento has one of the largest record collections in the history of the world, I think. And what has set Dr. Demento apart from all other radio DJs throughout his career is his brand of music, his style of music, is playing novelty songs. You know, those funny songs that are written that are not so much about the genre. They're not about country, they're not about R&B, they're not about rap, they're not about all that. But they're just simply about being funny. And that's been his whole career. And Dr. Demento will be along with us in hour number two. And I think he started in the mid-70s. So, yeah, probably pretty close to 50 years now. Certainly well over 40. And he's also the man who started Weird Al Yankovic. If you know Weird Al Yankovic and love his music, he's the guy who first played his stuff and put him on the air, and Weird Al Yankovic, I think, to this day, credits Dr. Demento for putting him on the air, and the good doctor is still at it, so a little bit of radio history. Really, a guy who's got a niche carved out for himself, Dr. Demento, will be the guest in hour number two today, and oddly enough, in the many, many years that I've been doing interviews, we've never had Dr. Demento on, so it'll be fun to talk with him in hour number two. Now, another thing I want to talk about is we are getting a lot of flyers and emails and notes about things going on in the community, and this is a very good thing. So if you have an event going on in the community or you have something you would like us to talk about, if you have email capabilities, that's usually the best way to go about it. Just go to WWGH1071.com or go to Google and search WWGH Radio. You'll find the website. And the way our webmaster, Adam, has it set up, on the first page, you will see all our emails. And you can email us right there. My email is scott@wwgh1071.com. You just attach the flyer or write in the email what you would like us to mention on the air, and we will do that without fail. Now, here's what I'm hoping. I've gotten some very nice emails that have nothing to do with flyers, but wouldn't it be nice if we got like a fan letter one day, like, you know, groupie fan letter? That word groupie has always been funny to me. I don't even know what that means. Is that like tremendous fan? Is that what a groupie is? Or are groupies those people who follow people around? I don't know, but I've gotten some very nice emails where people say they like the show and enjoy the show, and that's always very well appreciated. So if you want to do that as well, that's always nice. And if you want to tell me you hate the show, which I've gotten some of those periodically, that's okay too, because we all have different tastes, and not everybody likes the same thing. It's just like you might think Taco Bell is the greatest restaurant in the world, and maybe one of your best friends thinks Taco Bell is the worst restaurant in the world. Same thing with radio. There's no different. You don't take that personally. The chef doesn't take it personally, and I don't take it personally. Now, another way, if you don't have access to internet or you have a flyer that you actually want to drop off in person, you can come here to the radio station. Now, if we are not opened, all you have to do is slide it under the door. You are able to slide these flyers under the door at any time. So if we're not here, just slide them under the door. You can do that. There's enough space between the floor and the door to slide them under, and we will get to them the next day. I know we had one come in yesterday like that, so which I'm going to read today. So that's a good way to do it. Now, I was just informed, because we're also getting messages on Facebook now and email, which I like. You know, that's different than the telephone, but we like messages on emails and Facebook. And this one says, you want groupies. That's usually the girls who follow you around. And there's a little more to that that I'm not going to get to on the air. I don't know if that's what a groupie is it? Well, I don't want groupies like that. But, no, see, you don't want people following you around, because that'll get troublesome after a while. So maybe I don't want groupies. What's the proper word, then? I want enthusiastic fans. Maybe not groupies. I think if you had groupies, that if that's the true definition of groupies, you might have to go to the doctor quite a bit. Don't want to do that. So maybe I don't want group. Does anybody know what a groupie is? Does anybody have an opinion? What is a groupie? I thought a groupie was just somebody who was a fanatical fan for your show. Or if you're a music band, you hear this term mostly with music bands. You know, they follow around music groups. 740-383-9944. What is a groupie? What is the term of a groupie? I thought a groupie was like a person who was just really a fan of something and was willing to do anything for that particular group. Like, you know, carry equipment, write nice letters, stuff like that. Is that what a groupie is? See, the definition I'm getting here for groupie is not what I thought a groupie was. But you never know. Well, we thank Bailey for her definition of groupie there. And if that is what a groupie is, then I don't want a groupie, Bailey. So, no. No groupie there. Now, I was going to read these things, because I do want to get these out on the air, because we are a public service station. That is why we are here first and foremost, to let you know what's going out and on in the community. Clarendon United Methodist Church on State Route 95 in Clarendon is holding its 42nd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. So there you go. The Clarendon United Methodist Church, State Route 95 in Clarendon, 42nd Annual Holiday Bazaar this coming Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, here we go. Somebody told me that... I hate to get into this apple butter conversation right off the bat, but somebody told me that if I want good apple butter, I have to go to a craft show. Now, I don't know who dropped this off this morning from the Clarendon United Methodist Church. It says there's going to be homemade gifts and baked goods, sweets. Okay. Is there going to be apple butter at the Clarendon Bazaar, Holiday Bazaar, the 42nd annual this coming weekend? Do you think there'll be apple butter there? This seems like an event where there could be apple butter. And these ladies and gentlemen who cook these events and put on this event would probably know how to make apple butter much better than I would. So do you think this is an apple butter event? I don't know. But anyway, you want to go to this because it sounds like a great event. When you're doing something for 42 years, it's something people enjoy attending, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Why can I not get any apple butter? There must be a block on this in my life. Now you'll say, Scott, can't you go to the store and buy apple butter? Well, if you're a new listener, the reason I don't go to the store and buy the apple butter is because there's only like two brands when you go to the store, and it doesn't taste like the apple butter that I like. It's too sweet in the store, and my feeling on this is it's because they put too much brown sugar in it. But then somebody told me they don't put brown sugar in apple butter, but then some people say, yes, you do put brown sugar in apple butter. So I really have no idea. It's all confusing. But the Clarendon United Methodist Church 42nd Holiday Bazaar this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, we're getting some more news here on the term groupie. Okay, let's see here. I got to pull this up now. Okay, here's the definition. The term groupie is a slang word in reference to a fan of a particular musician, celebrity, or musical group who follows the person or band around while they are on tour, or who attends many of their public appearances as possible, usually in hopes of getting to know them more. Well, see, now I thought, yeah, that sounds like a groupie. I'll buy that. I think that's what a groupie is. Now, I really don't need anything from a groupie, and I certainly don't want them following me around, but, you know, letters through the email are nice. You always like to get letters and telling you, hey, I like this, I don't like this. That's how we learn. That's how we figure out what we're doing. And I never take those things personally. So if that's the definition of groupie, well, then maybe I do want groupies. I don't like the word groupie, though. I wish they'd change that word. All right. We're plowing along here. Neighborhood supper, free meal. Second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. You enter in the rear entrance, and as I say, this is the second Tuesday of each month. The next one will be November the 12th, December the 10th, and then on into January, February, March, and April. Second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street, neighborhood supper, absolutely free. What a great job those people at the Trinity Baptist Church are doing to put on a free meal like that. That's a real nice thing to do for the people in the community. Now, there are some things I wanted to talk about this morning. I don't know the weather report. I am not a meteorologist, but all of a sudden last night, it has been cold, but all of a sudden last night, I'm hearing people talk about snow and like they're getting their cars ready for snow, and that I heard the people, I think it was Ben Gelber last night. I don't want to blame Ben because I like Ben. He's a friend, nice guy. I like Ben. It was Dave Mazza. Excuse me. See, it wasn't even Ben. Dave Mazza was with Colleen Marshall on Channel 4 last night, and they were mentioning snow, but is there supposed to be snow today of any accumulation? I mean, last Thursday we had snow during Halloween, just a little blowing of it. It didn't amount to anything, and I would think the ground is probably still too warm for snow to accumulate. Again, I'm not a meteorologist, but I don't know. People seemed panicked, like they were getting their cars ready, and oh my goodness, school might be canceled, and we need to salt the roads, and that sort of thing. I don't think we're in that weather yet. And I saw some Facebook posts this morning. I saw a funny one, by the way, from one of our listeners, which is hilarious. It said, I'll misquote it, and I'll never find it if I try to look for it now. But it said, we have snow in November when people start to put up their Christmas decorations early. Which, that very well may be true. That may be one of those karma mechanisms. Because people are putting up their Christmas decorations early. But is there supposed to be a big snow today? I just didn't hear that. Maybe I wasn't paying attention to the weather report. Anyway, this is what, if anybody knows, by the way, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody heard anything about this snow? I'll tell you what, if there is snow in the forecast, I don't care if it's like a penny-sized dropping of snow. The stores will be packed. The grocery stores will be packed. Goodbye, bread and milk. That's what will happen. Which, I don't know why people buy bread and milk, because if you were in the middle of a blizzard, bread and milk will spoil eventually. So if you're buying bread and milk because you're afraid you're going to be homebound for a while, I'm not really sure why you're buying bread and milk. You should probably be buying like canned goods and things like that that you can eat when it's cold and maybe the refrigerator or the electric or the stove has gone out. Why people buy bread and milk, I have no idea. And it's become a funny thing over the years because it's not just bread and milk. People come in and buy like sweets and things like that, which I guess are good because Twinkies will be here long after we're gone. If there was a nuclear explosion tomorrow, the only thing that would be left where we are right now is insects and Twinkies. So It's strange to me. Does anybody know why people do that? I'm always fascinated. Why do people buy bread and milk when there's a snowstorm? And why, all of a sudden, are we petrified of snowstorms? We have not had a snowstorm where people couldn't get out of the house for like 5 days, or an electricity was lost for a period of time. Oh my, in probably 40 years, 41 years. And now, as opposed to 41 years ago, we have internet. Everybody has a cell phone. It's a different world. I don't know what that panic is about. I find that very strange. I think we had a call coming in there, but I don't know what happened to the call. Oh, they're already there. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, go ahead.
I'll give you two answers. A roofie, that email you had is right. It's the only power around. Band members, whatever. Why people buy bread and milk? You can freeze your bread, you can freeze your milk, and get it out and use it later.
Well,
people buy that and they stock up on it because that's something that people always run out of.
Well, I understand that part of it, but what if the electric goes out on your refrigerator?
Then, if the electric goes out and it's not out very long, you just don't open up the refrigerator door or the freezer door any more than you have to, and it will stay.
I don't know. I would think that people would want to buy canned food and maybe something that doesn't spoil.
Well, people do, but there's people that they have to have bread and milk.
So, well, that's interesting. Well, hey, I appreciate it.
Yep.
And again, the phone lines are open. See, that's one of the reasons I don't understand the bread and milk. I understand that if your refrigerator is still working, then you'll be okay with the bread and milk. But if the fear, which I've always thought the fear that the snow drives, is that the electric's going to go out, that you're not going to be able to get out of your house. Well, if you're not going to be able to get out of your house and the electric goes out, your bread and milk's going to spoil. Milk, especially, in the warm temperatures. And bread, eventually, is going to spoil. So I don't understand that bread and milk thing. Who knows? But it's a different world now. I think one of the reasons we don't have issues like we had in 1978 when the blizzard came, 41 years ago, everybody's got a cell phone now. I don't think there's a house where there's not a cell phone. So, you know, I don't think that'll ever happen again. Now, of course, it'll happen this year, and then you'll tell me I'm an idiot. But I just don't think we'll ever be in that position again. The way they salt the streets is different than how they used to do it. They're using different chemicals that now go below 32 degrees to melt the ice. I believe we have more snow plows than we had in 1978. We have certainly a better electric lines and gas lines and things of that nature than in 1978. And we have cell phones that people could not call people back in those days to say I'm in trouble. I have no electric. I'm stranded. Everybody's got a cell phone now. So, and those cell phones are not dependent upon electricity. You usually have a battery in your cell phone that'll go for hours. It's not too hard to call 911. It doesn't take very long if you're stuck in your house and the electric goes out. So I don't understand these runs to the grocery store when the weather gets, or when you just hear the weather gets bad. Because the truth is, in the last 41 years, we haven't had a time where it's actually been dangerous. So maybe we're just waiting for the big one. I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about this morning, which maybe is what brought on this conversation with snow and bad weather, is I was driving in here this morning, and I was going through the parking lot of a store because I had to stop and get gas. And there was a gentleman who was out running, you know, 7 a.m. this morning, and he had just shorts and a sweatshirt on. And, I mean, he had gray hair, so he was an older gentleman, probably over 50. But here he was out there with shorts and a sweatshirt on, running. Now, I assume that's probably because you get warm. But is this a good idea? Isn't this the way people catch pneumonia and colds and bronchitis and all of those things? Is it real? If you want to go out and run, I certainly understand that, because I go out every night and do my 1 mile walk, no matter what the weather is. I've walked through snowbanks and things of that nature. But I don't understand going out in shorts in this weather. I would think that, especially as you get older and your immune system starts to go down a little bit, that you would not want to get pneumonia, that you might want to dress a little warmer. Is there a reason that runners like that, you know, dress so lightly? I understand they're probably getting warm, even though it's cold outside, but I would think if you started to sweat, that could cause a lot of problems, especially the older you are. If you're over 50 years old, you know, things just sometimes don't work like they used to work. So that was something that was on my mind this morning. And by the way, again, the phone lines are open, 34 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any reasoning behind the old bread and milk during a snowstorm, or why people run to the grocery store when there is a snowstorm? I can't imagine that people would be out of groceries just at the time we find out that there might be a snowstorm. Or does anybody have the true definition behind groupie? Now, we have the internet definition, which is a lot cleaner than the original definition that I got for groupie. But I don't know. Sometimes you just like emails. You like nice little... Everybody wants an email, because we all would like to hear how we're doing. It's one of those things. I about said it's one of them things. One of them things. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You know, I just want to throw my opinion around. You know that. You know how that goes.
Well, go right ahead. We love the time.
You know, they do make this new food that lasts for a long time. It's like for, I think it's in like a saber bag or whatever you call it. And it's a certain kind of food that will last for a while if you're, you know, stranded or whatever. So they make the technology out there now. I believe you can buy them in the stores, I believe. I don't sure if you buy everything in the store, mostly online. But yeah, you can buy these foods that can last up for like a year, I believe, or some sort. If you ever like, I don't necessarily know if Ohio people need it. Like if you live like in Colorado or that always, or Canada that always snows, you know, a lot of snow, or you know, out west that gets a lot of snow, I can see them having it. But as far as we go, I don't think we're ever going to, like, I agree with you. I don't think we're ever going to have a blizzard of 78 again like that. We probably will have a snowstorm, but like you said, the technology out there nowadays, I mean, the cell phones are backed up by generators. Now, of course, the generator can go down any time, but, you know, so we have, like you said, they're salting the roads a lot differently with this new kind of material, so it melts the snow faster. You know, and we, like you said, we have more snow trucks out there now. And more salt. So, you know, to me, I think the meteorologists and the stores are hooked up together.
Well, I mean, I didn't even realize apparently there was supposed to be some kind of snow. I still have not seen that.
Yeah, I didn't either until somebody yesterday. Oh, you know, we're supposed to get like an inch of snow.
Now, do people realize how big an inch is? I mean, do people own rulers? You know, do people own rulers anymore, and know exactly how big an inch is?
Yeah.
That's less than the sole of your shoe.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice to be prepared. You know, for you know people that can't get around, which is kind of nice. But we do need to have a rescue unit that will go out and help those kind of people that can't get out in case there is a major disaster. But
well, I think they would. I do think that they would, and I think cell phones have made that easier.
Absolutely.
But it's a strange thing, and I don't understand bread and milk. I mean, if you want to go to the store and get food for a snowstorm, maybe you don't want to drive on snow. I don't know. But I don't know why it's bread and milk.
Well, I mean, I think, I mean, bread can last, you know, at least a while. I mean, not a whole lot of while, because it didn't start thinking mold.
I just got word from our meteorologist here at the station, Zach Fuller, that less than half an inch of snow expected in Marion today between noon and 3. Noon and 3, less than half an inch. Now, this is not really going to impair anything.
What about Delaware? Ask him to check Delaware, because that's where I work.
Well, I think he's listening. Delaware, Zach, I would guess less because the further south you go, I think it's a little warmer, but I would guess not much difference. But less than half an inch, not even half an inch, less than half an inch. So what we're talking about here is a spitting.
Yeah. So I thought we supposed to have the freezing rain too, but right now, what is it, like 36 degrees? It's not freezing. I mean, I'm going about 70 miles an hour, and I'm doing just perfectly fine.
Now tell the cops where you are so they can pull you over.
I'm not 23. I go 70 all the time. I go past state troopers all the time going 70 on 23. So.
Well, no, the other big question of the morning, by the way, did you hear the other big question, which is, are we jinxed with snow in November because people are already putting up their Christmas decorations?
You know, I got a little Christmas tree this year myself, and I'm going to put mine up this weekend.
Well, see, there you go. You're one of the jinxers.
Well, because I don't care.
Is somebody calling you, or are you going in and out of dead spots?
I'm going in and out of dead spots, probably because the cell phones are getting ready to die. I don't know. I only have to take 2 bars. For some reason, there's like a dead spot here. So if Verizon out there listening, there we go. We'll tell Verizon. So if they're out there listening right now, they need to get another tower between Radnor Road and 229. It's like a dead spot.
Now, what are you saying about this? Say that thing about the Christmas tree again, because we didn't get it.
Okay, the Christmas tree, I got a little 3-foot Christmas tree that I'm going to put up this year. And I don't care, I mean, I don't care about Thanksgiving, like I told you before. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we can just pass up Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't think that's the... I mean, a lot of people don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but what we're talking about is when you put up the Christmas decorations outside of the Christmas season, which is before Thanksgiving, that's just when it is, then what does it mean? I mean, if we keep extending the Christmas season, then I think it becomes less special, because what's special about it is it does only last about a month.
It makes it last longer when you put it up, I think. Like Christmas. So,
well, see, people.
Matter of fact, I leave my Buckeye tree. You know that my Christmas Buckeye tree stays up all year round. So well, I guess I could probably live in Santa Claus, Indiana.
But see, I think that's mental illness in a way. When people do that.
Again.
Oh, see, now I'm gonna I'll get emails now because there are other people who keep their Christmas deck. But listen, if you're gonna email me about this, I won't read them. So don't send them to me. So the point is. I do think that's a...
Go ahead.
That's a disease.
No, it's not. It's not a disease. It's just that when you like a holiday, you might as well celebrate it all year round.
But a holiday is exactly that. A holiday is a certain time of year.
Yeah. But, I mean, all the other holidays I really don't care about besides... I mean, I do like the Veterans Day. I like to honor the veterans, you know, that served our country, and that's next Monday, by the way, November the 11th, and we have some veterans that work at work, and God bless some of these other restaurants and stuff. They give out free meals and stuff to them, which I think is nice, but other than that, all the other holidays, I really don't really care about.
Well, I don't think most people celebrate many other holidays outside of Thanksgiving, 4th of July. I think those are the big ones. Some people do Valentine's Day and all that. But I just think when you... I don't know. I don't get this idea of putting Christmas decorations and start playing Christmas music after Halloween. I don't understand that because it's...
I think we could just play Christmas music right now on the radio.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. Because it's not the Christmas season.
I think it's great. So maybe I'll come in Sunday and play some Christmas music.
I don't know. I just
know about
oh God, a musical act this morning.
When you go into some of the grocery stores, they start playing them early.
Right, which I don't understand. I think you need to wait. Until, because that's what's great about all those Christmas songs is you hear them once a year.
Well, now get that. Now, a lot of places start Christmas in July, which it gets people in the mood to get ready. Because, you know, Christmas is probably the most stressful holiday for people.
Well, there are more suicides that time of year.
Right. So that, you know, you got to go out and buy gifts and... Or, you know, if you have to get ready for parties or whatever. But that's why they start in July. That way it gives people plenty of time to start shopping and looking for some deals.
I don't have a problem with that. I have no problem with people starting to shop. You can start to shop in January if you want. I'm talking about the decorations and the music, which are things other people have to deal with. If I have to drive by your house and I have to see your decorations and lights outside, if I have to go into the store and I have to hear the music, I don't want to do that until after Thanksgiving. And that has nothing to do with the money.
You don't want to come to my house then. I already jammed Christmas music already.
Well, I don't think I've been to your house in months, as it is. Now, what kind of music are you playing?
You're criticized.
No, I don't criticize. See, there you go again. I don't criticize.
I don't have my tree up yet. Up this weekend.
Well, no, what music are you jamming to? What kind?
White Christmas, living everything, you know, like Dashing Through the Snow.
Mariah Carey? Mariah Carey?
I do listen to some of the new stuff, but I like some. I'm one of those kind of. I'm an oldie guy. I like the oldie music. I like the original song, original people.
But now, you don't like the. Listen, how many years? I mean, we're on the better part of 20 years now. I've been trying to get you to learn the words to the Christmas song, which are the easiest words, and that's an oldie.
Yeah, and you know, I do listen to that, but for some reason, I still forget the lyrics. I don't know why.
Well, learn them this year. Instead of putting your tree up, take the time to sit down. It's one of the shortest Christmas songs that there is.
Well, my tree is like the easiest tree to put up. It's a little 3-foot, 5-year optical LED light. All I have to do is pull the branches out.
Well, just wait till after Thanksgiving.
No. I'm doing it this weekend.
Well, luckily nobody comes to visit you, so I don't think it'll be a problem.
Oh, I'll take pictures and put them on Facebook.
Well, there you go. Along with the rest of... You're the cause of the snow.
I'll tag you, or I'll tag WWGH Radio.
Oh, God. Well, at least we're going to get you in the Santa suit this year.
No, we hired somebody else to do that.
No, we didn't hire anybody. We're going to get you in the Santa... Listen, it's going to be good. It'll be fine. It'll be wonderful.
No, we have somebody else that does that every year, and he does a wonderful job.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'd have to get some opinions on that one.
I think he does a good job.
No, come on. Give me a... You want to talk about Christmas now. Now, just give me a ho-ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho.
No. Like Santa Claus.
I can't do Santa Claus. I'm not Santa Claus.
I've heard... You're not Santa Claus, but if you were auditioning to play Santa Claus in a play, you're not the real Santa Claus, but give me a ho-ho-ho.
ho, ho, ho.
No, like Santa would. You know, he's got the...
I told you, I'm not a Santa Claus. I can't do it perfectly.
Listen, I heard Santa... I heard Santa went on the keto diet this year. So you and Santa are right on the same page. So give me a jolly ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, you,
Merry Christmas.
Have you ever heard Santa Claus?
Yes, I am not... listen.
You sound like Santa Claus. You sound like Santa Claus on antidepressants.
Well, listen, I just can't. Listen, I the person that does the Santa Claus for us does a wonderful job every year.
Okay.
So he's perfect for the job.
Merry Christmas. What do you want? Okay. Whatever. And you can't give me a ho. I'm just asking for a ho 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 Merry Christmas
okay,
for our audience.
You tell me how I should do it, then I'll follow you.
Well, just get that belly going up and down like Santa Claus, like a bowl full of jelly, and you just you do it like big. You know Santa's big.
Come on, I'll follow you. You do it, and then I'll follow you.
You don't know how Santa Claus sounds?
No, I want you to show me. Tell me.
Hold on a second. I'm going to show you.
No, there's no tree. No, I don't want any. No radio trick.
What radio trick? What in the world's a radio trick?
And you're going to find a sound bit, and that's not good.
Well,
I can hear you.
I can find a Santa bit from our station, or from our Santa Claus. Merry Christmas. What do you want?
No, he says, what do you need?
No, I think he said, what do you want? But that's okay.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, Santa Claus is like, ho, ho, ho. What do you want for Christmas this year?
Listen, get ready. Here we go. Oh, so wait a second. Keep talking for a second.
What was that?
Here we go. There you go. Go ahead.
No. I can't do it that good. That was the real Santa Claus, right?
No, that wasn't the real Santa Claus. But you just got to put a lot into it. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I'll break my insides if I try it.
Listen, I'm going to open it up for the next 9 minutes before we go to break here and see if I can get a good ho, ho, ho out of somebody.
There you go. I'm sure somebody out there can do it better than anybody.
Since you have depressed us, even though Santa Claus is on the keto diet, I would thought this would have been right up your alley.
No, Santa Claus is not on the keto. He's got chocolate chip cookies.
Only on Christmas night. He takes a day off on Christmas Eve, but currently he's been on the keto diet.
No, Mrs. Claus cookies all year round.
Now, his blood pressure was running a little high, and he had to get on the keto diet for a little bit.
Matter of fact, are you going to have the real Santa Claus on this year? Last year you did.
Well, yeah, I always have the real Santa. I every year I do the letters to Santa Claus. I call Santa Claus Indiana. I do the real Santa Claus comes on with me. I have the whole thing going on here.
All right. Well, let me know if anybody calls in and does the Santa Claus expression, and let me know.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Talk Bye-bye. To you later.
All right. Here we are, folks. Sean could not give us the ho-ho-ho Santa Claus, ho-ho-ho Merry Christmas. Why we're talking about this in November, I have no idea. I guess it's the curse of that half inch of snow that's coming today. But can anybody do the Santa? The ho-ho-ho Merry Christmas. This is audition time, because I don't think Sean, maybe he can't do it, I don't know. But he doesn't do it like Santa Claus should do it, I guess, is what I'm saying. Now, that might just be my opinion. Is anybody out there who can do it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're talking about Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus, and all the mirth and happiness he brings. Now, what else was I talking about? Oh, people running out. I don't understand the bread and milk. Does anybody have a good reason why people buy bread and milk in the middle of a snowstorm? Or does anybody understand why people run to the grocery store in a snowstorm? We're only going to less than half an inch today from our meteorologist here, Zach. So I don't understand. It's a strange thing. Did anybody run out last night and get your bread and milk? And if you did, that's okay. Not making fun of you. I wonder. And I'll tell you, we are in the midst of the holiday season because this weekend, I believe both River Valley and Harding are having their plays. And I believe that Harding is doing Elf, and which will be a very interesting play to do. I believe Santa Claus is in that one. And River Valley is doing Mary Poppins, which is a great play. You know, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know, that's a good one. And what are the other songs in Mary Poppins? Dick Van Dyke, who was the original chimney sweep. What are his songs in the Mary Poppins movie? Or the Mary Poppins play? What are Dick Van Dyke's songs? I know you people have seen Mary Poppins. What are the songs that Mary Poppins does? Or Dick Van Dyke's character, you know, the chimney sweep. What is the song that he does when he's talking about sweeping the chimney? Does anybody know what that is? I know there's a song. All right. Maybe you don't know. 740-383-9944, but I believe the River Valley kids are doing Mary Poppins this weekend, which I think will be great. And I believe the kids at Harding are doing Elf, which I think will be great. Now, Elf is a little controversial because do you remember the controversy last year with the Baby It's Cold Outside song that we shouldn't be playing that? Well, that song is a big part of the movie Elf. One of the biggest scenes, most famous scenes in the movie Elf is around the song Baby It's Cold Outside. And I don't know if that's in the play or not, because I have not seen the play. But I bet the Harding kids will do a great job with this. But I wonder if they had to take that song out because of all the controversy. So we have nobody out there who can do Ho 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 Merry Christmas. And we don't know anything about the Mary Poppins Dick Van Dyke song. I can almost hear it. Now, I know Mary Poppins is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but I don't know what Dick Van Dyke's song was in that movie. It was a famous song. Gosh, what did he do? It was, you know, he's dancing with the chimney sweeps, and they're singing some kind of a song. Does anybody remember what that song is from Mary Poppins? You know, if you think about it, Mary Poppins would not be a good nanny. Wasn't that what she was, a nanny? Today, she would not cut it. Because she was kind of strict with the kids. We don't like strict nannies now. Nannies got to be, you know, like laid back and that sort of thing. But in Mary Poppins' day, she had this umbrella. She was very prim and proper. She was a kind of a tough nanny, flying the kids around with her umbrella. You know, Mary Poppins is an interesting movie to the... I don't know. You know, when I think back to it, I'm trying to remember what the point was to Mary Poppins. I mean, I know this family's looking for a nanny, and here comes Mary Poppins, takes the job. Was Mary Poppins unemployed? And then there's something about Dick Van Dyke, who's the chimney sweep, and I'm not sure how he gets involved. I don't know if he meets Mary Poppins on the street or what's going on. I'm not really sure what the point of the movie is. I know, doesn't Mary Poppins leave at the end? Is it just that she comes in and whips this family into shape? I can't remember that there is a big point to Mary Poppins. Usually those Disney movies have like big moral points. What was the point to Mary Poppins? Hire a nanny to whip your family into shape? Now, see, I bet Mary Poppins would not be out looking for bread and milk before a snowstorm, she had her stuff together. She would have already had that bread and milk in her house. That's the Mary Poppins way. All right, we've got 2 minutes left here before the break. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Can anybody do the big ho-ho-ho Merry Christmas like Santa Claus? Does anybody know the point of the movie Mary Poppins? Does anybody remember the song that Dick Van Dyke sings in Mary Poppins? All I remember about that is there's a big dance number with all the chimney sweeps. And it's about, I think it's about Dick Van Dyke's character in Mary Poppins. But I can't even remember what his character's name was. I know his job was a chimney sweep, but I can't remember what the character was that Dick Van Dyke portrayed in that particular movie. We're getting a comment here on the webpage, so let me see if I can get there really quick before we go to break here, because we're coming up on a break momentarily. But maybe this is an answer to... Well, we're going to take the call, and then we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. There you go. Thanks. Well, there was a ho-ho-ho Merry Christmas. Okay, from the website, Yes, this is the Mary Poppins. Chim, chiminy, chim, chiminy, chim, chim, true. That's right. Thank you, Brett Zickafoos, for that. And appreciate you listening this morning. Hope you're enjoying the show. Chim, chiminy, chim, chiminy, chim, chim, chiroo. That is right. That's the song that Dick Van Dyke sings. Now, I have no idea what any of that means. Chim, 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 and chim. Blah, 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 blah. I have no idea. But what's the purpose of Mary Poppins? Does anybody know that? I have zero. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen Mary Poppins. But the River Valley kids are doing that this weekend, and Elf with the Harding kids. So there you go. We're going to be back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla.
And so I don't know, that's why it was successful, but it was successful. So.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
They call me Marlo sometimes. I say, Marlo Thomas. I said, Marlo.